Today, we will study lesson number 33 in our ongoing study of Mishnayos Maseches Gittin. Today, Yemirtz Hashem, we will complete the 8th perek and begin the 9th and final perek in the Masechta. So tonight we will learn Perek Ches Mishnah Yud and Perek Tes Mishnah Aleph. First, 8th perek, 10th Mishnah. We're going to continue a little bit more with this business of a get kereach, which we learned about yesterday. You remember, Kohen divorced his wife. Kohens tend to anger quickly. We want to slow down the get process so that he can have time to think it over, because if he goes through with a get, he cannot take his wife back once she's divorced from him. So we require a get to be written. Several lines, a fold, and each fold is stitched together. And we require that on the back of each fold, a witness sign. If there are 5 folds, there should be 5 witnesses. If there are only 4 witnesses on the 5 folds, that's called a get kereach. So the Mishnah says, get kereach, hakol mashlimim olav. We have in front of us a get kereach. And we want it to be able to be used by the woman. And a get kereach cannot be used by the woman, because we learned yesterday there are dire consequences if she does use it. So we want somebody to sign on the 5th fold. So Benana says, hakol mashlimim olav. Anybody, any old person can sign. Even a relative, a close relative. Even Levit Knani. Even a gazlan, a thief, a horse thief. They can be the ones to sign on the open blank folds in the get. The reason being, because we really don't require any new witnesses here. We have the witnesses that we need. We have 4 of them. But we're afraid maybe the get will go to another Bezdin. The Bezdin will think that the husband ordered 5 people all to sign and they didn't all sign, as we explained yesterday. So therefore, if we happen to know in our Bezdin that the husband didn't say anything about, I want all of you to sign. So really 2 signatures are enough. But we only require every blank to be filled in by a witness, only to prevent any mistakes in some future Bezdin that doesn't know the facts about this husband's set of instructions at the time he ordered a divorce. So therefore, anybody who fills in is fine, according to Ben-Nanas. Yuhar explains that a get mekushar, unlike a normal get, has to have 3 signatures, so that there be at least 3 folds. Therefore, our Mishnah is talking about a get mekushar which has more than 3 folds. I've been giving the example of 5 folds and 4 signatures. So 3 signatures are there. That's fine. The 4th is just gravy, so to speak. And the 5th is so that a future Bez did not make a mistake and think that the husband ordered 5 people all to sign and only 4 did. This is the opinion of Ben-Nanas. Rabbi Akiva Omer, no, you can't have just any old person signing. Ein mashlimim olav ela krovim. A relative can sign. Because a relative is not a aid posel. He just is a relative. But intrinsically, he's as good an aid as anybody else. So we permit to be this filling in the blanks witness. But a person who is be'etzem, who is intrinsically invalid as a witness. For example, a thief or an Evet Knani, we don't permit them to sign according to Rabbi Akiva. The reason being that if an Evet signs, people will see, oh, this Evet signed the document. He must have been freed. He's freed. I know somebody could make a good shidduch to Bas Yisrael. A gazlan, we might think, oh, he signed, this guy. No, yesterday he was a horse thief, but look, the Bezdin permitted him to sign onto a document. He must have done tshuva. Let's use him as a witness in another thing, and he's still a gazlan. But a korov, there's no problem. We know the korov signed, he's a korov, but to sign some other document, there's no where his relatives are not involved, his signature is valid. The Mishnah concludes by saying, ve'ezehu get kereach. What is this get kereach that we've been speaking about? Kol shekishorov merubin me'edov. Anytime when there's more folds than there are witnesses. That's the definition of a get kereach. So we have finished Mishneh Yud, and in the process finished the eighth perek. Now we begin the ninth and last perek. Mishneh Aleph of Perek Tishii. Hamagoresh es ishto. If a person divorces his wife, and we know, and we will learn more clearly yet in the next Mishnah tomorrow, Mietz Hashem, that the essence of the get is, gufo shel get is, harei at muteres l'chol adam. We were married, you were not muteres to anyone, besides me. Now, you're free, you can marry anyone in the world, who's a proper, not related to you, you can't marry your father, your brother, etc. But you can marry anybody else in the world. That's a get. But suppose a man divorces his wife and says to her, Harayat muteres l'chod odom ela lifloni. You can go and marry anyone you want, but not Shmerel. For whatever reason, you can't marry Shmerel. Rabbi Eliezer says, no problem. Rabbi Eliezer matir. Let her get married to anyone she wants, except for that fellow. Even though there is what's called a shiur beget, there's a leftover. The get is not a total severance, because in one way she's still bound to her husband, because her husband is binding her never to marry Shmerel. Nevertheless, she's megureshes. And Rabbi Eliezer has his reasons, which the Gemara deduces from the pasuk v'isha gerusha me isha lo lekochu, that even if a woman is only divorced from her husband and not permitted to anybody else, nevertheless she's posel min hakohuna, it's a reyach haget, and therefore he holds that this is sufficient in this situation for it to be considered a get gomor, a kosher a get, when he has permitted her to everybody in the world, all the other Jewish men in the world except for Shmerel. V'chachomim osrim, the chachomim say no. This is a shiur, this is an incomplete divorce, because the husband has not permitted her to everyone, he's reserving for himself, and this is not a severance, this is not a get kores, we require a total separation, say for krisus, cutting the relationship 100%, and therefore she cannot use this, she cannot marry on the basis of this get. What can be done? Keitzad yase? Yitleno heimeno. He can take the get back from her. V'yachzove yitneno lo. Because the get itself, there's nothing wrong with the get. Right? The get says, the proper text, he said, I'm giving it to you only without the permission to marry Shmerel. So if he takes the get back from her and gives it back to her and says, Hareyat muteres l'chol adam, no, you can marry anyone you want. That's a get krisus, sefer krisus, and she's now megureshes. However, v'yim kisavo besocho, suppose in the text of the get he wrote, hareyat muteres l'chol adam except for Shmerel, then afal pi shechozar u'mechoko, and even if now he takes the get, erases the words except for Shmerel, posel. That get is posel, because the get was written, into the get was written the condition of except for Shmerel. So the get in its very essence, in its text, was not a koreis, was not a total severance. And so we have finished lesson number 33.